is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend. I'm gonna be true to me, my opportunity.
Get the London look.
Get the London look.
Welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast, where we are covering Australia's Next Top Model, cycle 5, episode 9, I want to say.
9. Yeah, we have 2 more episodes left.
Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
London's calling. My name is Hillary Sussman. I'm here with Amanda Mitchell, as always. We are already, I know that this episode's going to be a little unhinged because we're both in so strange moods.
I started my new job today, and on top of that, my neighbors are fucking assholes. And it's fine. I live in Brooklyn. I get it. Like, there's going to be shenanigans. But there's a difference between having a block party on a Sunday night and having a block party on a Sunday night that goes until 12:15 in the fucking morning.
Wow, that's so rude.
And I had literally, like, it was one of those things where it's like, I didn't have a migraine, but over the course of it all happening, like, it just gave me such a headache, and it was so loud.
Sorry.
That, like, I, and so it's like, I was like, I have to be up early to do stuff today. I have to work. And now I'm like, you know what? So I even told my, like, I told my new boss that. She was like, oh, that's terrible. That's, like, so horrible.
It's very
and
rude.
So I totally understand if you're like, and I'm like, I'm at 75% today.
Yeah. I also had, like, migraines all weekend. Like, I had a migraine from Friday night to Sunday afternoon. And I think it was just, like, I get them with the weather changing, which is another reason why I want to move to the desert. Because Michigan weather is not good for my sinus headaches. It's torture.
I'm pretty sure I have a sinus headache right now. Because of allergies. And she clicks her pen emphatically. How was your migraine? What was the rest of your weekend?
It was pretty good. Other than that, I saw some old friends. I had a game night. And, I got almost kicked out of a bar for trying to take beer off of the property, which I, like, didn't even realize I was doing until the woman chased after me and was like, hello. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I was embarrassed to show my face for the rest of the day.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, successful weekend overall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And that's good. I started my new job on Friday, but I have my first full week this week.
Yes, look at us. Guys, we're moving up in the world.
Moving on up. Moving on up.
To Let's the east side.
Let's do this shit.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky high.
Okay, episode 9.
I'm moving on up.
London's calling. Are you done?
Am I done? No, but am I finished? Yes.
So the episode opens with Claire basically just being insulted that anybody went home over Cassie, even if it's Frankie, who openly disliked Claire, because she's like, Cassie has said she wanted to leave twice now. This is her second time throwing a fit, saying she wants to leave, and she's still fucking here.
She gets rewarded, and it's garbage, and we're not here for it.
And Cassie's just like, I don't give a fuck what the other girls think.
Yeah. Like, Cassie's, like now has transitioned from, I'm not doing well, so I want to go home, to, like, I came here to win and come here to make friends.
Yes. This is not America's Australia's best friend.
It's like, again, Cassie's full of excuses, so her new excuse is, I know these girls don't like me, and I'm going to pretend like it doesn't bother me when we know it probably bothers her.
Oh, it's eating her alive.
Cassie is the kind of girl who, when she says something, it is, in fact, almost always the opposite.
Yeah.
I assume she's lying.
She also is, like, totally comfortable having fake friendships with all these women. Because she knows deep down that they hate her.
Do you think she knows?
I guess that's a good question. I feel
don't.
Like she has to know that, like, Tawny hates her.
Tawny doesn't like her. I think Tawny's the most obvious about it. But I don't think she knows Claire and Adele don't like her. Or at least not to the level that they tell us in their talking heads. You know what I mean?
She is living in her own world. Like, there has to be some level of delusion in order to, like, get out of bed every morning.
I mean, yes. And you know I love a delusional bitch. But Cassie's level of delusional is just not fun. Because she has no sense of humor.
Ugh,
you
true.
Know? Yes. If you were funny and delusional, like Candy Muse, for sure. But no. Not here. No.
So, Sarah is at the house. And she greets the girls and gives them... like a cell phone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, every day I'm going to send you a message on this, so keep it on your person.
Yeah. She's Please. Like, budget will not allow them to fly any of us out, including me. So,
like,
this is and also, our key to communication.
It's expensive and, yeah, no. But also, at this point, I just want to note that Claire really needs a haircut.
Yes.
Like, her hair just has grown like a trim, so much.
Because just it's the ends that are mm-hmm, really mm-hmm. just
It was look only a mess. In this scene that I was like, ooh, those ends look a disaster.
Yeah.
And if you, it's one of those where, like, if you curl it, it's only going to make it more obvious how, like, her
and
ends are.
Honestly, so does Tawny.
Tawny, oh yeah. No, all of them do.
Yeah.
All of them need
all
a haircut.
All of them
could
use
Adele?
A little, like, trim.
Mm-hmm.
Adele could use Adele's a color bangs? Touch-up, for sure.
And her bangs are, like... they're in her eyes. She looks like Cousin It.
It's true. So the girls are going to get a chauffeured ride to the airport.
Yes.
Very fancy.
Do you know how long the flight is from London to, from Sydney to London?
20-something hours, right?
It's 20, like 26 hours.
Damn. Because at one point, Adele's, I think, riding with Claire to the airport, and she's like... Can you imagine sitting next to Cassie for 24 hours while she can't have a cigarette?
No.
Absolutely not. But also, absolutely they don't not. Do, like, a full flight because they have a stopover in Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where Which they get nice. To... Oh, I wish I could do this on every flight I've ever gone on.
Ugh.
They go to the VIP lounge, they eat, like, a gourmet dinner, and then they go to a spa for, like, full massages and facials.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what it's like in the UAE, honey.
Refreshed and ready for flight 2.
Oh, I know. Ugh, it's amazing. I literally wrote, like, what kind of VIP lounge? Like, how can I go here? I just want somebody to rub my face and rub my body with their sanitized hands.
Abu Dhabi and, like, Emirates Air, mm-hmm. I feel like they know how to treat first class mm-hmm. and VIP mm-hmm. guests.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yep. Yep. So the girls arrive in London, and they're so tired, and they're all wearing their knit caps, every single one of them, because it is 2009, guys. We were all wearing knit caps, because we all thought we were on Gossip Girl. Cassie has a giant, giant frog, the same frog that Lola threw in the pool, so I guess she rescued it out of the pool. And guess what? There's a paparazzo waiting there for them. Click, click, click.
Ready
pictures.
To capture them at their most vulnerable.
Click, click, click. And tired.
And the girls also meet Jerry DuVoe. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
DuVoe.
I was gonna say, is it Gary or is it Jerry? But I think it's Jerry. I think I should, like, remind myself.
No, yeah,
I
should
have written
Jerry.
It down phonetically.
That spelling also is for Jerry.
Yes.
But yeah, so he is apparently a judge on Britain's Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he akin to on that? Would you say he's, like, the Mr.
I think he's
J?
The J. Mitt. Yeah, I think he's the Mr. J.
Okay, it seems like
but,
that.
Okay, Jerry DuVoe, for some reason, gives me... I don't know how to describe it other than he gives me the same energy that Hugh Grant gives off in About a Boy.
What a reference. Okay.
Like, that's... Like, and it wasn't until I looked him up that I was like... Oh, I was right. You are just, like, a one-hit wonder pop star who wrote one song and is living his entire life off of his residuals. He did. That's how Gary did it. Jerry. See? He's already doing it. Because he wrote Be My Baby by Vanessa Paradis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why. Mm-hmm. Wrote one song. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Get
so,
it,
Jer.
And
Get
then he
it,
just, like, stumbled into the world of fashion?
I guess so. He is credited on 6 songs, according to the Wikipedia page category, songs written by Jerry DuVoe. So he wrote Be My Baby by Vanessa Paradis, Freak On by a Swedish DJ, which, I mean, you know, he wrote a song for Lenny Kravitz. He wrote a song for Angie Stone. And wrote a song for Chaka Khan, which is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then he wrote a song for Kylie Minogue. In the mid-90s.
Okay, Jer.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. So,
And he's really good friends with Lenny Kravitz. So
as soon as he sees the Australian girls, he's like, okay, I already like you better than the British girls. You look which is like much more together. Adele loves London. Because Adele looks like she's starring in, like, Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm. Very Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. And then Cassie says that her boyfriend is a bricky. What is that? Like a bricklayer?
A bricklayer.
Okay.
And so she's like, I love London because it's full of bricks and my boyfriend's a bricky. Oh. That is, okay. Sure, okay. I'm going to let you have it, Cassie.
Like, there's other things we will destroy you for in this episode.
And then Tani says something about white people.
Literally, was she talking my about, note, like, Amanda, my note is Tani says something about white people.
And I think she was talking about how pale everyone is in
Yeah,
London,
that had to be
because
it.
Claire made our same reference to that shit later, mm-hmm. But I was like,
Tani, you're a white person.
you're white, Tani. Like, I know
that's
Australia
like
has
Snooki
like has deep
on the Jersey Shore
issues.
When she says, I'm not white, I'm tan. I check other on ethnicity boxes and I put tan. That's like the energy Tani was giving in that moment.
Very that. Oh god. Ugh. Can we give Snooki a Paris Hilton level like backlash, or just remind her all the racist shit that she said in the beginning of her career. Mm-hmm. Because she, like,
I mean, every like, single person on that show is problematic.
Absolutely.
As somebody who's been rewatching it in 2021.
I couldn't.
So the girls go to Sanderson Hotel, and they stay in the penthouse that aptly Paris Hilton stayed at.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they're gleeful. They're, like, so excited because mm-hmm. they're in the penthouse.
It's very pretty.
Penthouse. Yeah, it's a gorgeous room.
Cassie stumbles into the biggest room, and she's like, oh, this is great. I'm going to put my stuff down. But then she gets out of the bathroom, and she sees that Tani and Claire are already, like, laying on the bed and snaked it from her. And
I think they wanted us to
feel
bad. I feel
like if she hadn't
Cassie,
just gotten off, like, a 26-hour flight, she would have, like, thrown a fit. But because she's so tired, she's like, fine.
But also, Cassie, why? I mean, that clearly that penthouse has a double bed that's intended to be shared. So you want to share a bed, or like fuck? I mean, what Cassie wants to do is fuck somebody off to the couch. That's what she really wants to do. Is that she wants the big bed, and then she would be like, "I'm not sharing with anybody," and it would be like, "So what do you expect us to do?" That's what Cassie was going to do if she wasn't so tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was her dream, to not have to share with anyone.
Yeah, but it's like, Cassie, none of these women like you. Are you're and you want to sleep next to them? Mm-mm. No. And she says that she doesn't care, but again, Cassie cares.
Even Adele's like, this is the most fair me sharing with Cassie because, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I get along with her the best.
Yeah.
Because the other two options are Adele, or are Claire and fucking
Tani. Yeah. And then at this point, Claire says something that I need to unpack with you. So Claire and Tani are gleeful, twirling around the house, feeling their oats, all of that stuff. And they put on these giant fluffy robes. And Claire walks through the house saying, I feel like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, but after she was a crack whore.
Mm-hmm.
Has Claire seen Pretty Woman?
No. She, in her mind, she hears prostitute, and she's, like, homeless, addicted to crack.
Yes, whereas Pretty Woman is not empowering, but it's not about a woman
addicted to crack.
It's about it's a Cinderella story, if anything. And also, you don't look like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. You're just wearing a fucking robe.
Exactly. So, the girls
the next morning
go window shopping with what's his name, Jerry DeVoe.
Oh yeah, you skip Sarah Mail.
Oh my gosh, I skipped so many things. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Sarah Mail wasn't really Sarah Mail.
They go to eat, and then they get a video text message from Sarah.
Yes. And it basically, it's like, good morning, girls. Hope you're having feeling refreshed after a good night's sleep. Now you need to go upstairs and get ready because Jerry is arriving in 10 minutes. And he's expecting you to be better and waiting in the London in the hotel for you. He's going to take you out for the first part in your lesson on discovering how to get the London look.
So Jerry greets the girls, and he's like, we're going to find you a London style. Oh, no, Jerry is American, I think. We're going to find you a London style.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he takes them to Topshop. The highest fashion London has to offer.
I literally was like, Pete Burns rolled over in his grave. Like,
isn't Topshop, like, closed now, or is it just online?
Only in America. It's closed.
Okay, but it's still a British thing.
It's still a British
thing. So if I went online, I could buy something.
Uh-huh. You can still, I think it's, you can still buy from Topshop, like, U.S. still online.
Interesting.
It just doesn't have, they don't have retail stores anymore. And especially because I'm not a Topshop bitch, I'm an ASOS girl.
Well, same, obviously.
Mm-hmm, an ASOS girl. So, Claire is being a know-it-all because she knows that London is her market.
And also because she's, like, been to London once in her life. So she's like, I'm the European expert.
Yikes. Yikes.
And next they go window shopping to a bunch of high-end boutiques, and they basically learn that London fashion is just pairing, like, high-end with streetwear.
Yeah. Which is a thing that, like, really died. We don't do this anymore.
Well, we do a little. The high-low, highbrow-low-brow. Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like people have so much more shame about being like, my bag is from Louis Vuitton and my dress is from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have no shame about it, but, you know, same. It's still, and then they go to Selfridges, and guess who meets them there?
Jerry, who introduces them to Al McPherson.
we're gonna get it right, guys. We're killing it. We're killing it in the name category today. Yes, Al McPherson we've talked about her on this podcast before.
She's a queen. She's a dream.
Yeah, because she was on cycle 10 of America's Next Top.
Right, I was like, didn't she have a line of, like, bikinis that she made the girls wear?
Mm-hmm. And she's the body. Like, she is the body. But at this time, she was the host of Britain's Next Top Model.
Ah. Okay, so she knows Jerry outside of this.
That's That's why. It's all one big crossover. One big crossover.
Get the London look. So she takes the girls into her private dressing room, and she talks to them about, like, meditating and connecting to your core light, and basically chooses one thing about all the girls that she thinks is beautiful.
Beautiful.
She's just, like, very zenned out in this episode.
Yes. I loved this discussion. She's just like, you need to respect yourself and you need to respect your body. Like, it's all about your face. You need to make
nurture
sure that you
yourself.
Do that.
Yeah. So she's like, Claire, you have the most gorgeous tiny legs, but they're long, but they're skinny. Tani, dark hair, blue eyes. Adele, hand model.
Hands.
All she could compliment Adele on were her hands.
Were her hands!
And then Cassie, all she can compliment her on is her skin color, which is very normal and nothing special. I think maybe she meant her complexion.
I think she meant her complexion.
Yeah.
I think she meant her complexion. She's like, and you have to maintain that because it can turn gray. Like, I think the producers were like, you have to say something to Cassie about smoking. You have to say it. Like, we can't let her get off of this. And of course, Tani's like, and guess what she immediately did? Went outside, had a smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yes, throw her under the bus, Tani.
Constantly.
So, yeah, she's like, don't smoke, your skin and hair will turn gray. And then she gives them all lingerie and a bag of her body products. And that's the last we see of Elle.
Later on in the episode, when they said fashion model at judging, before I saw who it was, I thought it was going to be Elle McPherson.
Sorry. You know? They do not have the budget to fly her to Australia. That was not going to happen.
Hillary makes points, guys. She's making points.
So the girls have lunch at a cafe, and then this waitress hands them a giant Sarah Blue envelope.
Yep. And it basically says, check your phone before opening. And there's a message in there. It's from Sarah Mail. It says, hello, girls. Eldest called me and said that you made quite an impression on her. But have you been on show wherever you go? The evidence is in this envelope you just received. You were secretly photographed arriving at the airport. And that was your first challenge. And the winner of the challenge is... Adele! Ooh. Another case of the winner of the challenge getting eliminated in the same episode.
Yes, I thought of that.
Two episodes in a row, guys.
So Adele gets to go to, like, a red carpet event, and then she gets to pick a friend. And she, the whole time, Cassie's like, who are you picking? And she's finally like, I guess I'll pick Cassie, because she hasn't won a challenge yet. And they get, like, these gorgeous red carpet outfits with little fur, like, capes. And we find out they're going to the Fast and Furious movie premiere.
How lovely.
I would have been like, I'm going to stay home. Thank you so much.
I'm going to stay home.
I just don't. You have to watch the movie. And I don't care about that.
Yeah, you ever seen one?
No.
They're not bad.
Okay. I just am not, I'm not an action girl, to be quite frank.
Neither am I, but it's more so, like, they're so, like, I understand why they have a huge cult following behind them. It's because it's really
it's
about,
just
like
a lot of explosions, isn't it?
Yes, but, like, it's like, I mean, they've made almost, how many, 12 movies out of it?
A shit 11? Ton, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not, it's about, like, yeah, the pyrotechnic and the explosions and all that stuff, but it's also, like, narrative, and it's all, there's all these little, like, undergoing storylines that all interweave throughout these movies, and they basically created an ensemble television show, but in movie form.
Hmm. All right.
And that's why people love Fast and the Furious, is because of the, like, the family concept, and, like, and, yeah, but the people who love Fast and the Furious really fucking love Fast and the Furious, which is why I laughed when Adele was like, I love the Fast and the Furious. I was like, no, you don't. No, you
I
don't.
I was shocked when she said that.
At this time, we weren't ironically loving, like, Fast and the Furious. Not yet. Like, that was happened a few years later.
Paul Walker is there, R.I.P.
Dead.
Yeah. And Vin Diesel.
He can just rest. I don't know if I want to put IP after that.
Okay.
He can just rest.
What do you have against him?
Wasn't he dating, like, a 16-year-old girl when he died?
Oh. Okay, then. Yikes.
So, he was, like, in his, like,
meanwhile,
late 30s.
Claire and Tani are
gross.
In the hotel making fun of Adele and Cassie. Okay. Claire put red pants on her head that I think are supposed to be Adele's hair.
And then, okay, I was wondering,
and then,
I was like,
this, Tani's running around
scarf?
Being Cassie, who is just extremely over the top. Like, oh my god, I can't believe we're at the premiere. Just, like, basically going insane.
Remember how I said that Cassie, like, really does feel like a person who just, like, goes through life like reading a book about how you just react and things. Another case. Hmm. It's like, we understand, girl, it's exciting. But I think it's also because it's her first. It's not only just, like, she's never won a challenge.
She's
never been invited to participate on a challenge.
Her
win.
Personality is very performative, which might have something to do with the fact that I think she's on the spectrum and she is still, like, learning social cues, and that's why.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm done giving her the benefit of the doubt, so.
But I also think that, like, I think it's also because it's the first, not only the first, she's never been invited to be on a challenge win, so this is the first time she's ever got to do anything external of anyone else in the house all season long.
True. Yeah, she's never won a challenge or been invited to go to a challenge win. Sad.
You know, and by the final four, yeah, you're feel. I would. I feel like I would have my feelings hurt. You know, like. Anyway, so Adele and Cassie arrive back home, mm-hmm. and there's a Sarah Mail on the door. There's so many Sarah Mails in this episode.
There are so many.
It's time for bed. You'll need a good night's rest because tomorrow could be one of the toughest and most important days of your lives.
Go see.
You're going to see. Yep. You're going to see two of the hottest modeling agents of London, and they're not easy to impress. Here are the addresses and a tube map. Because guess what? You got to get there on your own. They ain't giving you no cabs.
What are you rattling around? Is that your mic or your water bottle?
Maybe it's my desk. Maybe it's just my desk.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I'm not touching anything.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's ghosties.
Ghosties! So, yeah, they're going to Storm and Premier Model Management. Mm-hmm. And they basically just give the tube map to Claire because she's the only one that's been to London. And they're like, find the underground and we'll follow you.
I'm pretty sure Claire's the only person that I
would trust.
Of these women to get me around any form of public transportation, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I don't see Adele being a girl that's good with a map.
Yeah,
is that a read?
Well, Tani and Cassie are like babies. They're 16. Yeah, they've probably never been anywhere. Yeah. Adele is smart. I would trust her, but
I think it would take her.
She's
a
just not
bit
as
longer.
Worldly as Claire.
Here. Yes, it's that. And I think Claire is the kind of person who would plan out. She would stare at the map the night before, whereas Adele would start thinking about it, like, the morning of. And it's like,
you know, Claire planned, like, exactly what time they had to leave that day in order to make it on time. And they do. They make it, like, within minutes. They're on time.
Minutes. Yeah, exactly.
So they go to Storm, and they meet Sarah Dukas, the managing director.
Yep. And she's there to go through their books.
She likes
Claire's
Claire.
Up first. She's, loves her hair, loves her skin. She's got good personality. She's like, she really likes the fact that she thinks Claire could do both, like, you know, editorial and commercial.
Yeah, she's a good crossover investment.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tani, they're like, she's more commercial, but, like, she would definitely get work.
Which is what we've been saying all season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adele. This woman loved all of them.
Literally.
She loved Adele, like, the more she went through her book. I think at first she was like, what? And then as she, like, talked to her, warmed up a lot.
Exactly. Like, it just took a second, and then it did its thing. It did the work. She did what she had to do.
And then Cassie, she calls a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Which and is she like, goes really casually, she's like, oh, I would have definitely stopped her on the street. I mean, she needs to get her teeth fixed, but other than that, she's great.
I laughed.
Yeah, I know. I was like, thank you, somebody, for saying it.
For finally saying it. I was like, also, if they're in London and they're saying that you need to get your teeth fixed.
That's a read.
Like you,
And
honey.
Then, because she, like, got great feedback, Cassie, this annoyed me so much. She goes back to the waiting room and she's smiling really big and it's just like, it went really well. And they're all like, oh, did it? And she's like,
yeah,
she told me that London would be happy to have me. And they're just like, congrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Claire says it perfectly. She's like, she does it after every single photo shoot. She comes back and she brags about being the best. And it's like, we get it. You're happy for yourself. But, like, read the room, dude.
But she can't because, like, she doesn't understand social cues.
Because she doesn't understand. Right. And, it's like, because the social cue is, do you see anyone else doing that?
Yeah. Did anyone else do that after their meeting? No. Do you think that's appropriate? No.
No. We came for them, guys. So, yeah. So, next up, they go to Premiere. And they meet with Carol White and Anthony Gordon.
Oh, I loved him.
Anthony Gordon is one of my favorite people who has ever been a one-off on this show. Like, fuck Mink Sadowski. Oh, Anthony Gordon should be teaching people how to walk.
Yeah.
Like,
and fuck Jonathan Pease. Get out of here.
Yes. So they have to show their books, but Premiere's like, we're a house about a walk. We're an agency where the girls, they know how to walk.
Yeah, they, like, do a lot of runway and editorial, it looks like. So he makes all the girls walk for them, and Adele is, like, wearing these shoes she's not used to, so she's...
Adele looked like me on Saturday. I wore a new pair of shoes and broke them in, and I didn't, like, it's like, I wore them just long enough where I got, like, not a full blister, but, like, the tiny, like, the puffy skin blistery part. Hate it. So now my feet hurt.
I'm sorry.
But by the end of the day, I was walking like Adele. Like,
get
me home.
And even Anthony was like, she's too tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, that's what I realized. Yeah, Adele's really tall.
I think she's also wearing really high heels, and it was just too much.
Too much. And but, like, I love the fact that Anthony was good at explaining the physicality of what they were doing wrong. Because, like, when he told Adele, he's like, you need to lean back and really work with your core and stomach muscles and, like, walk with your hips more than
with your shoulders forward. Tilt the pelvis under. Contract your core.
Exactly. Changed everything. Changed everything. He explained it so... it's like sometimes when you talk to, like, a personal trainer or somebody who knows, like, a physical therapist, and they explain to you why the body parts work the way that they do, and you're like... Whoa!
Exactly.
That was it.
And Claire, they love her, obviously, but then I guess she does this little skip when she walks, which I was having trouble spotting, but
I could see it, but it's because you could also misconstrue it for wind in the hair.
Because
she would do it. It's not a skip, it's almost a hop. Like a little bit of like a bounce. I liked it. I wasn't mad about it.
And he was also like it could be your signature walk, who's to say, but like, can you do it without the skip? And she couldn't.
Like, you know how, you okay, here's a good way of thinking about it. You know how Muppets walk?
Yes. Up, like, down, kind up, of
like
down.
That.
Yeah.
Like that, like, she was just doing a little bit of that, but almost like her body was forcing herself up, like, as it was, as she was pushing against the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, but it's, so it looks like wind in the hair, but if you just looked, it's like almost like a little, like, bouncy bounce.
Bouncy bounce.
Woo!
So he loves Cassie's look.
Mm-hmm.
I fell victim to this too in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And we all did. Then when she walks for them, obviously everybody's like, okay,
like,
this girl can't walk. And so when he tries to call her out on it and it's just like, the walk, she goes, yeah, I know I need to work on the walk, but I also broke my heel. Yeah, I broke my heel, so there's that too. And he's like, I hate when people give me excuses.
And that's when I fell further in love with Anthony, because Anthony was not having
it. No, he was not buying, like, the shit that she was spewing. He's like, this girl is trying to bullshit me, and I see right through it. But then...
Yeah, I smell it.
Then she walked a second time, and it was still bad, but it was so much better. I don't know what he told her to do. I didn't take notes. But it was streamlined. Straight. And, like, she was holding her body straight as opposed to, like, all over the place.
Wibble wobbles and everything falls over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it was fantastique.
Fantastic?
Not fantastique, but, you know, better.
And Carol White's like, she is stunning. Mm. She can't walk, but she's stunning.
They love Tawny's look, and they're still like, she would have a limited client base because she's curvy.
She's curvy.
Not in 2021, bitch.
No. Not, yeah. She's...
If Tawny was 10 years younger and she launched in modern day, Tawny would be everywhere.
Also, Tawny only looks curvy because she's shorter than the other girls.
Yeah.
And she has tits.
And because she has boobs, yeah. But it's like I can absolutely see, like Tawny getting the same work that Kaia Gerber gets. You know?
Yeah.
Like... these high-end fashion houses just making her is, like, the fate, like, everything. Because she looks so good in clothes. Yes. And then, yeah, but they're like, we just wanted to ask her if she's interested in acting because, you know, measurements. I'm like, shut up. Shut up and leave her alone. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. So they say that the two girls that they're most interested in are Cassie and Claire. Of course. Mm-hmm.
Unsurprising.
Mm-hmm. And then the girls go back to the hotel and they get another call from Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Sarah. And she basically is like, I talked to the agents. They were impressed with you. Have fun tonight. Don't do too much.
Yeah.
Because you have a photo shoot tomorrow, cute girls. Have fun.
Photo shoot with Jerry.
With Jerry. So, yeah. So then we're at the photo shoot with Jerry. and Robert Astley Spark. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is the photographer. I don't know what that accent was, but I liked it. And they're shooting on location all around London.
Woo!
And again, the girls are still wearing their knit caps. All of that. Why are we all wearing knit caps at this point?
It was, like, very London to them at the time. A newsboy cap was, like, London.
Yuck. I mean, we didn't even talk about Jerry's newsboy cap in the first point. Is how you know we just decided, no. We're not even going to acknowledge it, because if we breathe life into it, it has to exist.
Exactly. No. And they have these incredible glam squad team. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like number one in their field in London, like hair stylist, makeup artist, designer. And Adele gets put in a £50,000, aka $100,000 dress.
Mm-hmm. And I said, that's a silver sequin t-shirt dress.
I know.
How
I was
the fuck
like,
is that?
Those better be like diamonds, because how the fuck else? Yeah. Or like Swarovski, because.
Crystals. Like not, because I was like, from here, that looks like a sequin ass dress.
Yeah. It didn't look like anything like, special.
No, not worth £50,000. No. I don't know how much that is in 2009, but, you know, in American money, still. It's $100,000 in Australian money, which is
insane.
Insane.
Which probably means that it was even more in American.
Yeah, probably. They put Claire in basically a perfectly tailored suit jacket and these gorgeous black pants, and I went, so you guys are really just leaning into, like, making her look like Sarah Chalk on Scrubs.
Fame. Yeah, but she looked so good in that pantsuit.
Oh, she looked incredible in that pantsuit.
I loved that outfit on her.
Like, to me, I was like, it's shocking to me that they put her in that outfit, and they put Cassie in the outfit they put her in, because in my brain, they
should
probably,
have been switched.
In Australia, if Jonathan was behind this, they would have switched that. And I'm glad that they gave Claire something different than her ethereal Nicole Kidman, you know, white girl being pale and angelic mm-hmm. vibe.
You know whose outfit I loved? Tani's. I would wear that dress.
I love that dress.
It was so fucking cute and vintage. So mm-hmm. she's up first, mm-hmm. and Jerry's like, Jerry's a shitster. Jerry's like Napoleon. He's like,
I think that's what they were trying for here.
Yeah.
I think
he's like, who's your biggest competition? And she's like, Cassie. So that's who I want to go home. And he's mm-hmm. like, we'll see what we can do. And she
like,
poses
uh-oh.
With like this telescope and it's amazing. I think she's
like,
great.
Yeah. With like the Church of London behind her, right?
Yeah. I think it's like the Tower Bridge or whatever.
Gorgeous. Beautiful. Like a beautiful setup. She got the most simple setup. And did the most with it.
So stunning. Adele is, her prop is like one of the telephone boxes, payphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic.
And when Jerry!
Oh my god.
I honest to god, I do not know what is wrong with my brain. Like, this is how you know I'm fucking tired, guys. This is how you know. I'm sorry. I hope you guys yell at me too, because I'm yelling at myself and Hillary wants to murder me. Jerry was like, who do you think is gonna win? And she goes, me. And I was like, Adele is that girl. Most I've like
Adele didn't even
give
a fuck about being like, who's your biggest competition? She's just like, me.
No one. Me. Like, good for her. But then I learned that apparently the doors that open up those telephone boxes are heavy as fuck. Mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so she had to hold it open with her foot, otherwise it was gonna close.
Right. Yeah.
So she's, like, doing that
really
while
hard.
She's trying to fucking pose and do her shoot and get the shot.
Yikes. And poor, like, and also, but I'm like, but it's still better than what they did in Cycle 5.
Oh my god, it was so bad. Yeah, anything's an improvement
so
on that. So, but she, they're like, she doesn't really take direction well, she only really has mm-hmm. one look, mm-hmm. so on so
which
forth.
Which we've known.
We've known that for, like, the past mm-hmm. few weeks. And then Cassie gets to pose with a double-decker bus. Why?
Okay.
I'm just mad about this because I like... Didn't she have a jacket on over the dress or something?
Yeah.
Why did they take that off?
I think you're gonna make... Thank you so much. Because I have the note... The choice to put Cassie in the same shade of red as the bus, mm-hmm. and the white was meant to be a blot, like a differentiator, something to separate the red on red. Mm-hmm. But then they took it off her. I'm guessing because you probably couldn't pose in that jacket.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I was really confused about it because she went from like looking amazing to looking like catalog.
Horrible. Catalog, yeah. Like, and again, I just want to say, I don't understand how, like, because from what Cassie was doing on set, from what we could see physically, she looked like she was killing this photo shoot. Mm-hmm. So what happens later? We're going to get to this.
I agree. Horseshit. They love her. They think she's magic.
Yeah. Yes. And Tani's like, I hope she trips.
And then Claire, Jerry's like, who do you want to go home? And she's like, Cassie, biggest competition, obviously.
Yes. Claire looks like, she looks like a doctor who doesn't need to be.
She looks like a power lesbian.
Yes. Very Kate, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about. From SNL. Her.
McKinnon.
Thank you.
And she's like posing in front of a brownstone, I want to say. Are there brownstones in London?
It looks like the row. It looks like they're Notting Hill.
Yes.
On that row. The
she's on like a houses. Cobblestone street, and she's standing in front of like one of the rows of houses.
And what does she say? She says like, I want to have my fuck me face on. Like,
yeah, she's like, there's more than one way to convey sexy. Like all the other girls were very doe eyed and like pursed lips, and I want to look like a badass bitch. And she does.
Badass bitch. Yes.
Well, but then they're also like, you look mean. You need to like. Soften it a little bit, but overall, yes. I think she did really well.
Yeah. Like I thought she did really well. So you know, and I thought everyone did really well. So there's that. But the girls are in their cab, driving back to the Sanderson, and the cab driver turns to them and hands them a Sarah mail.
Oh,
and
I love it because Sarah mail for you girls.
And I love it because I think it's Cassie who's in like, it. Yeah, we were in the cab on the way home and the cab driver gave us a Sarah mail. Cut to the cab driver turning and going, hey girls, I've got a Sarah mail.
Yeah.
Like, guys, we are, you already show don't tell,
one
bitch.
One or the other, please. Thank you.
So, and the final Sarah mail of this episode. For one, it's the end of the road. The journey is over. So the girls apparently head back to Australia.
Yeah. Without telling us they go back to Australia.
Nope. No graphics, no indication.
Icon.
Nothing. None of the things. Nope. And we're at judging.
We go to judging. Our guest judges are Alice Bordeaux and fucking Jonathan. Every time I think we're going to get through an episode without him, Caleb. He magically appears at judging.
When he came on screen, I yelled, no!
Get out of here.
Like,
read the room.
I was like, how dare you give me the blessing of Alice and then put it with both our all three of our mutual enemy, Jonathan.
Yeah, Hughes. Alice is with us. She hates him just
Alice
as much
is on
as we
our
do.
Side. Not to put words in her mouth, but she does.
So Claire's up first and Sarah really likes it, but Alex and Charlotte hate it. Mm-hmm. They think it's catalog, because like, she has, like, the classic hand on the hip pose, I think, and her foot's popped.
Yeah.
But it's, like, that hair and outfit aren't catalog, though.
And, like, her, yeah, and that hair and that outfit, and the way the hair was moving, none of that was catalog. I don't know what Alex Claire was talking about.
I don't either.
I don't think it's one of Claire's best, but I think it's out of the norm for what we've seen from Claire, so I think that's maybe why they were a little bit jarred by it. Because we haven't seen Claire in a black smoky eye and, you know, big hair and all of this shit. So it's a different turn for her.
Agreed. But
whatever. I thought Adele looked hot.
Yes.
But I also agreed that she made that really expensive dress look cheap. Like, and it's
well,
sad.
Well, her legs
like,
are basically open.
Open.
It is a little
magazine.
Because she
gotta keep the door open. Mm-mm. And it's like... I don't think it was that as bad as they tried to make it seem, but it's like, it just wasn't good.
Yeah.
Because then Cassie shows up and literally is the Dua Lipa meme. Go on, girl, give us nothing.
Nothing. Did so well during her shoot. She was like their favorite of the day, and then we're given this photo, and it's like,
nothing.
What the fuck is going on?
Where she literally looks like she's just hanging off a bus.
Yeah.
Like, the photo has no energy. The face is horrible. Horrible. I don't, honestly, it makes me think that something was rigged here because there is no reason why Cassie should have survived this week with this. And not, she wasn't even in the bottom two.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm sorry. Who does she know? Whose family member? Is this Lola? Lola decided to do her a favor and be like, oh, these girls 10 years from now are going to be fucked up about this. We're going to make sure we get them angry.
Yeah, this was definitely Lola's doing. So, and then Tani doesn't like her shot. For a second there, I was like, are they showing us the girls' worst shots and then they're going to reveal that then
these are the best?
They also have the best shots. For a second, I thought there was a conspiracy going on.
I did too. I absolutely thought the same thing.
But Tani's...
But I thought she had the best of the four.
Tani's is the best out of the group. But again, I thought she had better photos.
I do too. And I love the fact that we only got one line from Alice in all of that critique. We didn't...
Oh, yeah. What did she say? Only one line.
She thinks, I think it's really pretty. I think it's really cute.
Oh, yeah. Of Tani.
Alice, she's one with very few words to share.
She chooses her words carefully.
Love
so, her. Deliberation. Adele did an admirable job. Basically, Alex Perry is trying to convince us again that he has loved her from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're worried that she only has one look. But, like, guess who also had one look? Alice.
Yep. Cassie, everyone's disappointed in Cassie.
Like, she's not only was she, like, the worst one this week for sure, but her last two shots have also just been terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's, like, steadily declining.
It's because she's learning how to model. She's learning how to model. And that's the wrong thing. Like, with a girl like Cassie, in the beginning, who's such a natural model, she's one of those people, like, don't tell her what to do.
Right, just let her
do
it. As soon as she doesn't think about it is when the magic happens. Mm-hmm.
No, and especially because, again, we've talked about how Cassie is very performative. I'm sure Cassie was the... I bet there was a row of film that was just almost too sexy. Like scary, we can't print these anywhere because it's child pornographic sexy. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if Cassie, leaned into that. Because she doesn't know.
So...
You know, she's just doing what she thinks sexy is.
And then Tani, they're like... man boyfriend. She's one of our favorites, especially this week, but... She has the height problem, and she is not, like, a high fashion girl for them.
She's been the same height the entire competition.
And she's had tits the entire competition.
And she's also 5'8 and a half. She's only a half inch shorter than Cassie. What the fuck are you talking about?
And then Claire, they're like, she's the all-around package.
Yeah.
We love her, but Charlotte's still afraid of her.
Mm-hmm. Yep, fines are terrifying. As are we.
So, call out the order, judges vote. Claire, Cassie, and then the bottom two are Tani and Adele.
For whatever fucking reason. Yeah, I disagree with
I really
so
thought
much.
It was going to be Cassie and Adele, but
I thought it was going to be Cassie and Adele. And I was still going to be mad if Adele went home over Cassie.
Yeah.
Because this is just unjust and stupid. But anyway, Tani follows direction, but she needs to start doing something on her own, and they're worried that she can't do everything. It literally, their critique of Tani was such bullshit. It was like, it doesn't make any sense. And then Adele made expensive dress look cheap, and she's not just not giving them the range in the photo shoots. And Adele was crying all throughout critique, of course, because she knows it's her time, and Tani is safe. Goodbye, Adele.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have Adele's Where Are They Now?
I do. Adele never made it as big as some of the other girls who were eliminated or who are still in, but she does have 320 photos in a gallery, so she wasn't a floppy flop.
Good for her.
She signed with Chadwick Models, EMG Model Sydney, and London Management Group. She was in Dolly, Nine Lives, Visions Femme, Original Sinner, and an unknown bridal magazine with Lola. Speaking of Lola.
Ooh.
She had an Impulse campaign. And she was in lookbooks for Jessica Turner, Sam Rush, Aliano, Kado Accessories, Claire Wallman, Gemma Anastasio, and Sylvia Lee. And she's still in the fashion world as a designer of women's wear and accessories. And her hair is blonde and she looks cute.
I feel like that's a good look. That's what they should have done.
She looks good. Yeah.
Love
and
that.
And that's it.
Yay.
Guys, if you want to follow us on social media, you can go to americasnexttopbestfriend.com. We're not fighting about who's doing social media today. I've just decided to do it. Hey, you saw that. Support us on Patreon. $3 a month. You got 2 episodes a month. We are debating whether or not we're going to recap the face this month, but I actually have a feeling that that should be pushed to next month because we are both in the middle of new endeavors. And if you want to send us an email, we always love hearing from you at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. If you like Hillary and you want to see her gorgeous face all over your Instagram, you can follow her on Twitter on Instagram. It's hilarious123. And if you like me sometimes or all the time or like somewhere in between. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Loch Ness Manda, and you can also listen to this stupid voice on my other podcast about Top Chef called It's Top Chef, Not Top Podcast. New episodes are out usually sometime over the weekend when I get around to it.
Weep, weep.
Did I do it all?
You did it. Good job, babe.
Wow.
We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
And
Patreon poll will be up next week.
Yay.
Also, yes. To tell us what we're doing next, which is probably going to be Cycle 6 of Australia's Next Top Model. Or it could be, y'all might just be like, bitches, do the face on the main platform. Do the face UK on the main platform. So, honestly, you guys have what? Hashtag options.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
See you next week. Bye. Make good choices. Goodbye.